Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, October 1st, and you're listening to the big call. Wherever you're tuned in from globally, we hope that we're reaching you. We hope that you're hearing the big call live, as most of our international audience has listened to it in the past. And we thank you for tuning in once again. We have a lot to share tonight on the call, so stay tuned and stay ever vigilant and ready for prayer and praise. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here tonight. Wherever you are, if you're in the damaged areas from Hurricane Helene or Hélène in French, we thank you for tuning in. We hope that we're getting the signal out so everybody can hear it. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll get into the call. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We praise the name of the Most High God. And we thank you for your provision, for your love, for your healing, for everything that we have through you. Give us a good call tonight. Thank you for the platform of the big call that we use to get out information. And thank you for preparing us for a great revelation of blessing. Thank you for the blessing that is going to be shed abroad in our hearts and through others around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I almost don't know where to start, Sue, but I know you have a teaching for us. So let's get into that. And I'd love to hear what you have for Bob and I to make comments on and for you to comment on. Let's see what God has given you tonight.
I'd like to use this teaching as a vehicle to remind people that they can transcend. They can feel, they can notice, they can pay attention to what's going on, but they can also transcend, just like Jesus did when he would see something that looked like lack or see something that looked like sickness or see something that looked like, quote-unquote, destruction. He saw it like this, and this is the title. It's a new thing, not an old thing. When God says he's going to do a new thing, that means it's not going to be like the old thing. It's going to be different. The new thing may not be what you were expecting. It may not happen the way you thought it would. The Israelites could have thought, God, just defeat these Babylonians and we'll live here. They didn't think that God would take them into the desert. How could they survive out there? God was going to do it a different way. He was going to make streams in the desert. Stay open for how God is going to do it. Don't put him in a box and limit him to one way. And that's what I want to really focus on. Think like God. Most of the time, the way we want it done is less than what God has in mind. What he has planned will be much bigger, much better. Trust God to do it God's way. If we're set in how we want it to happen, we can miss the new thing. We were in another city driving a rental car recently and ran into a store to shop for what would be about 15 minutes. I waited in the car and started making some calls. After an hour, my phone battery died. I usually bring my phone charger to plug into the car, but I forgot it. I looked in the glove compartment for one, then looked in my wife's bag, but nothing. I sat there and waited, thinking about all the work I could be doing. At one point, I looked down by the gear shift and saw a rubber pad about the size of a phone. I thought, that's interesting, and I sat my phone on it. I heard my phone buzz, and it started charging. Here I had a charger the whole time, but it wasn't what I was used to.
Mm.
I thought, there could be a cord and I would have to plug it in. Can I tell you that some of the new things God is going to do in your life are not going to be what you're expecting? God's going to do it in a different way, with different people, in different circumstances. Could it be that God is doing a new thing now and you don't perceive it? God's opening a door, but you don't want to go through it because it's not what you thought it would look like. God's bringing people across your path who are divine connections, but they're not who you were expecting.
Mm.
Don't get set in your ways. The new thing may not look like what you had in mind. A few years ago, I thought we would be building a new auditorium, which is the way I had seen others do it. Close to our old location, we found some property right off the freeway that seemed perfect to me. But when we went to close on it, the owner sold it out from underneath us. He didn't keep his word. I was disappointed. I knew the property was supposed to be ours. Then we found another piece of property far away, and the same thing happened. I couldn't understand why the doors kept closing. There were no more large tracts of land to build by our old location. My mind wasn't open for the new thing God had in store. About 6 months later, land became available. I never dreamed we could have this building. This was so much bigger and better than I ever imagined. God and His faith helped us to move into a new building. God already lined up the people that we needed to start a new thing. So in your life, it may not happen the way you're expecting, but God's way will be better, bigger, more rewarding, and more fulfilling. Don't limit what you've seen in the past to what God is going to do in your future. God never does great feats, the greatest feats, in your yesterdays. They're always in your nows and tomorrows. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Well, that was really a good teaching, Sue. And that tells us to not expect things, you know, as they used to be, quote unquote, right? To think in terms of, like you say, a new thing. You know, God is creating a new thing. He's creating a new thing right now in our lives. That makes me think of so many different areas, and it's really, I think that was a reference to Joel Osteen's church down in Houston. And it makes a lot of sense because he did get a lot of doors that closed thinking this is the right building. Oh, that's the right piece of land. Or this is the right building. And none of them were right. But they were steps on the way to what God knew would be theirs. And that's the advantage that God has. He sees the end from the beginning. He knows everything that we're going to come across, what we're going to go through, what we're going to go around. But the beauty of that teaching was every time a door was closed, another door opened. I think we can take a lot from that teaching and apply it to our own lives, because even if everything does not go exactly like we thought it would go, which has happened for all of us in waiting for this blessing to manifest, but we know that once a door has closed on us, another door or window has opened. And that's where we make sure that we follow God and follow the light that we're following all the way through to the end or to the manifestation of what God has promised. I think that was a really good teaching. We can take a lot from that. And you know, things get in our way. Things become stumbling blocks. If we're not careful, we'll trip on it. But it's important that we realize a lot of obstacles we do need to go through. Sometimes we go around them. Sometimes we jump over them. And sometimes we just have to power through. This is one of those times with what we're expecting, what we're seeing ahead of us, that we might have to just power right through it. And I think that's something that we can all take and learn from. And I look forward to this blessing, as all of you are. And I know something I'll share with you in the intel portion of the call that gives us all hope, I believe.
Breakthrough that I don't even know about? Breakthrough from our prayer?
You don't even know. You don't even know. Yeah, it could be from our prayer, Sue. You don't even know, as they say. You don't even know what I'm going to talk about.
That's good.
I like that way they emphasize even. You don't even know. Yeah, there's a little extra, something you don't know. Yeah.
Good.
And that's good. And so stick around for the intel portion of the call, Sue, and we'll get into that. Before we get too much further, I just want to say, because I think I'll forget it if I don't, I want to say I did watch a lot of golf since Thursday all the way through Sunday. It was the President's Cup, the U.S. team against the international team. It was held in the golf club Royal Montreal, Montreal, Canada, and it was a wonderful event, and the international team played very well, and they actually played better than the score indicated, much better. And even though the U.S. team won against the international team, it was tremendous, and Canada was a great host. And you guys know I love Canada. And there were plenty of people singing, "Oh, Canada," throughout the golf course, because we had three Canadians on the international team. And that was fun, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So thank you, Canada, for hosting a wonderful tournament, a wonderful event. And, congratulations to the U.S. team for pulling out an 18.5 to 11.5 point win. And it was a strong, strong victory. But I really enjoyed it. It was a terrific event. And my hat comes off to Canada for hosting such a beautiful event. So I got that little segment in, Sue. And now let's go to Bob. Bob, you have had your hands full ever since Thursday. Ever since Thursday evening when you did not make the call because you were literally handling the effects of Hurricane Helene as she was coming up the Gulf Coast right by St. Pete, Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, etc. So tell us what you thought of this teaching and how do you apply it to your life even as recently as this past weekend?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for another really great teaching, I think. I was thinking as you were speaking, what is it to give a teaching? What is that really all about? And I started thinking, to teach can be to illuminate the truth about something. And then, you know, the teaching, and then Bruce talked about God's promise. And I said, well, that's very interesting, because if a teaching is illuminating the truth, then the teaching's about God's promise, then maybe God's promise is the truth. And that's what we can focus on. And, you know, as we focus on those teachings, that, you know, there'll be things will come to us in a way we're not expecting, maybe in a better way or a bigger way, then maybe we should be thinking big even in the times of crisis. Now, you know, for some people, it's not the time yet to be thinking big, especially if, you know, they lost a loved one. You know, as in our county, there's a number of people that died, certainly in Asheville, you know, over 100 people. And that's kind of a time, it's not really the time for this specific teaching, but it will be soon as time passes and, you know, the grief can morph into something different, whether it's faith or hope or whatever. But trust also is really important in this type of a time. Trust that things will get better, that time will heal. And some simple things that we see, Sue and Bruce, is that, you know, when you drive around our community, it's like driving in a tunnel, because the roads are piled with people's belongings. Beds, couches, other furniture, all their floors that have been ripped up, the drywall's ripped out, and it's in these giant piles in their front yard. And the first thing that comes to my mind is, wow, now everybody gets to downsize. If you live in a place for a long time, you accumulate lots and lots and lots of things that you maybe don't even notice anymore. And so maybe it's okay, you know, we'll wash all the mud off of the things that we are going to keep, and maybe we have a simpler life afterwards, and we can focus on what we're grateful for. Grateful that our families survived, that, you know, there is a new place to go live. We can live with our sister. And just grateful that it wasn't worse, because there always has been worse. Yeah. And also, you know, as we have these dreams and goals and desires that might get, you know, delayed by events, just never lose faith and never lose sight of what those dreams are. And, you know, we can say, you know, I'm still dreaming for this, you know, if it's for the greater good, or perhaps there's something even better. And I like the last part of the teaching to Sue, we're talking about not about yesterday, but focused on the now. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned this once before, you know, about a year ago, we were talking about Eckhart Tolle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving a teaching, and there was audience participation, and one lady in the audience said, wow, this sounds really good. Do you mean that if I do this and I follow along with what you're teaching, that maybe someday in the future I could be happy? And he said, no, I'm sorry, you won't be able to with that question. But if you were to change the question to say, if I embody these teachings as we're going along, could I be happy right now, this very moment? And then the answer would be yes. And I also was remembering the movie that Naomi File made called Looking for Yesterday. And it was about people with dementia, very old, 90-year-old plus people. They were living in nursing homes with dementia. And one lady was very, very confused and agitated. And as Naomi asked her many questions, trying to help her, she said, you know, what is it? Because the lady kept saying she was looking for something. And she was moving things around on her tray table and this. And Naomi said, well, what are you looking for? And she said, I'm looking for yesterday. And that became the name of the movie. But Naomi's response was, yes, we all, you know, love you. And back in the day, you know, you were the prettiest girl in the city, which is what she had said. And you had a wonderful marriage, but your husband is passed away now. And then her last question was, do you think that you can be happy with us right here, right this minute? And it changed the whole nature of the conversation, and it changed what this old woman was focused on. And for the first time, she smiled and she looked at Naomi and answered yes. And sometimes human tendencies can be to look for yesterday or hope that in the future they might be able to be happy, when the answer, when God's promise is, it has never ceased to be and will never cease to be. And so any moment of now and all successive moments of now, the answer from God's promise is yes, you can be happy.
Quite so good, beautiful, Bob.
Very good. You know, it's important, Bob, too, to separate happiness from joy. Because I think joy is a state of the heart, whereas happiness is a state of the mind. And I think there's a difference. We know there's a difference in the two. You know, we know that joy cometh in the morning. Even after events happen, things happen, it, you know. And Sue, you made a really good point early on, pre-recording, and that was that, you know, we need to go inside and see, you know, and draw our joy and happiness from within. And not let outside circumstances and things that are said or things that we see to take away our joy and steal our joy. We need to have that even amidst tragic events, traumatic events, and so on that we've witnessed through that hurricane. So it's important that we can kind of reboot, take it, and pull it in from ourselves and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and His blessings are new every morning. So, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. It was really good commentary. Sue, what would you say about this teaching, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, I just have had a lot revealed in this dialogue of ours, and hopefully the dialogue I can hear going through the community. I love, and I'm going to start with what you said, Bob, about, and sort of the reflection on illuminating the truth. And I love what you said, Bruce, about joy is of the heart. And what I noticed is I've had an opportunity to talk to a few people, and I watched as the tendency is to merge with what is happening on the outside. So people will talk about, hold their attention on. I mean, you can see what is happening outside of you. You're thinking of your friends. You're thinking of what you're seeing as the destruction. But that's not where the reality is happening. That's not where God is. That's what's shifting. And I love that you said that, Bob. It's a chance to downsize. Who knows? It's up to you to decide. There's an opportunity here. And the opportunity was so powerful for me. As I watched and was with people, and I watched as they were putting their attention outside of them, and then they went in and they prayed and they called on and they just turned their attention back to where the power was. The power is not out there. The power is, okay, I see this, but what is the opportunity? What can we do? How can I not just dwell on the destruction, but what is coming alive through this? What if I want to do something? Let me do something about it, but don't let me dwell and wring my hands in powerlessness, because it means I'm taking my power away from God's power. And so, Bob, listen to this. I told Bruce this. I realize, forget things like disordered anything. It's disordered reality. If you're paying attention, especially, this is like a wake-up call. In the quantum world where things are going to be changing, and if your attention is locked on the five sense outer world only and not in your power to be integrating. So you see the destruction, you see what your friends are going through, you process that, you have compassion for keeping your attention outside of yourself. That's what everybody has been trained to do. And when your attention is outside of you and you're looking at the disease, the condition, the whatever, you're doing what you were habitually reinforced and trained to do. And the opportunity is to think about everybody on this call, a light going off and saying, I'm not in disordered reality. My reality is the power of God in me. My reality is looking at this, being compassionate, holding myself and my friends with compassion, and then praying, meditating, getting into action like you did, Bob, whatever. But this is movement. And we need to not think that what is outside of us has the power. What's inside of us in Christ is where the power is. And that's the new thing. That's the new beginning. That's what we're entering into. All the people that are working behind the scenes, they didn't go, oh, look at all these people that are doing all these bad things. It's so bad. We could never overcome it. Look at all this destruction. They didn't do that. They went, we know where the power is. And if we unify in that, we're going to overcome it. So when we see the destruction, it's like it pushes you back in. It teaches you where it's like, no, don't go out, go in. Remember how I used to say that to you, Bruce? I go in, go deep, go high. Go in, go deep, and go high. That's what this is for. And we have a platform. And just say, I'm recovering from disordered reality. Disordered reality is where you were just, all you thought was that you're your body, you're your things, you're the this, you're the things that you can see. You're not that. You're so much greater than that.
Mm-hmm.
So much greater than that in Christ.
True.
So that's how I felt about it.
That's good, Sue. I appreciate that. That's a beautiful perspective, and it's a great pep talk, too, for us as well.
You have to have it. You have to shake off habit, don't you?
Yes. Don't you know? Yes.
Don't you know?
Don't you know? That's true.
And I loved your joy of the heart, Bruce. I love that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, guys. That was really a good teaching, Sue, and I appreciate you bringing that out to us tonight. And Bob, your comments. I've got one question for Bob before we change gears, Sue. And that is, what was the decision about Larry's outside AC unit? Did they reach a decision yesterday?
Yeah, they actually got it started up today.
Oh, good. So
yep.
they resurrected that. The unit's okay. And it's going to work for him.
Yeah, at least temporarily.
Yeah, at least for right now. Good. Well, that's good. That's kind of an answer to prayer, isn't it? Good.
Yep, it is.
All right. Good deal. And Bob is probably going to go to bed right after the call. I guarantee it, because he's probably feeling it.
We got a big day tomorrow.
Do you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's get a little more commentary on what you did today in your segment, Bob, if we can. Let's do this. So this is Tuesday night. It's praise report night, and I'd like to give a praise report before you read, okay?
Okay.
All right. This praise report, backed up with additional prayer requests, is about Tom. Friend Tom's, this Thursday, which is 2 days from now, he'll have been in the hospital from a stroke for 3 weeks. He got moved to the rehabilitation floor of the hospital last night, or I guess it might have been this morning, and is doing better, is doing much better. In fact, his wife said to me in a text that she sent, it's amazing how much progress he has made in the last 24 hours. So I'm thrilled that that's the case. I'm looking forward to seeing him on Thursday, 2 days away. And it's just, you know, God is good, and he's, you know, making sure that Tom is fully healed and brought back. I would like everybody to continue to lift him up for his complete and total recovery. But everything appears to be really good. He's walking out in the hall with help from physical therapy. That's a praise report. And he's just eating solid food as of last night. No more pureed baby food. And I'm calling it baby food. You guys know what I mean. Pureed food. And, you know, he's just making a comeback. And I believe he will make a complete and total comeback. Completely. To where you wouldn't even know this ever happened. In Jesus' name. And that's my praise report. And thank you to everybody that has lifted Tom up in your prayers and on your prayer chains and everything so that we could get him fully back. He's a very important part of our projects going forward. And so, thank you. Okay. Sue, what do we have in the way of additional praise reports tonight?
We have two, and one is from Pastor Scott.
Good.
I want to praise God.
I want to praise God tonight because and for you. Everyone from this call who have donated to rebuilding my RV Zim. My satchel is nowhere to be found. We must pray for the person who stole my satchel and my Apple laptop. Those who have sent me Zim, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know who you are. I can now present my presentation for my humanitarian projects. The words you have said show how grace abounds. Praises to you all. Also, I want to voice a prayer for a person from this family who just lost her husband. We pray for you, Ms. Yu. Blessings as you grieve your loss. I look forward to the day we meet through serving God in our projects. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. And that's from Pastor Scott. Thank you for that, Scott.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Scott. I was thinking while you were saying that, Sue, did Pastor Scott refer to someone who had passed in his family?
I think that's the inference. Yes, I do. I think
that's the inference,
it,
right?
Yeah, I can't totally tell, but it looks like it. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that occurred, Pastor Scott. Sorry that happened. And yeah, I didn't realize he'd lost an Apple. Was it an Apple Pro?
You didn't
iPad
say.
Pro? Okay.
He said his Apple laptop.
Laptop, okay. All right, got it. Apple laptop. Well, you know, it's one thing for somebody to steal your Bible and hope that those that stole it or he that stole it would read it. And then return, maybe, or just keep it. But it's another thing when, you know, somebody stole the satchel with the laptop in it and the Zim. That is still a shame. But thanks for everyone who has donated Zim to Pastor Scott. And I know he's sincerely grateful for that. And I'm grateful, too, that we put that effort together with your help, Bob, and your help, Sue, and that we extended that email out for people that wanted it to donate to Pastor Scott. Okay. And do we have any more, Sue? One more?
We do. We have from Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. National Day of Praise and Worship, Thursday, 9/26. September 26th is dedicated to praise and worship, which is an important aspect of Christianity. Love Note Day, Thursday, 9/26. Grab a pen and paper and get ready to celebrate someone special this Love Note Day. World Quantum Readiness Day. Quantum Readiness Day is a call to action spurred by technology leaders looking at an era-defining change in digital technologies. Development in quantum computing are accelerating rapidly, and the start of the quantum era is the beginning of something we've never seen in data privacy. World's Biggest Coffee Morning, Friday, 9/27. Enjoy your favorite beverage and make a difference by helping raise money for people facing cancer. Family Health and Fitness Day, Friday, 9/27/24, a day that promotes physical activity and health with your loved ones. National Good Neighbor Day, Saturday, 9/8/24. Are you a good neighbor? How do you show it, as Mr. Rogers would say? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Gold Star Mother and Family Day, Sunday, 9/29, honoring families of those who have received the Gold Star, the military award no one wants. National Love People Day, Monday, 9/30/24. Wait a minute. Look at this.
Yeah, I'm just about to stop you. This was last week. We read this last week, so yeah.
Right, here it is, Joe. I got it at 5:28. My bad. Happy October 1st. Search me, God, and know my heart.
Put me to the test and know my anxious thoughts and see if there is any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. International Coffee Day, October 1st. I'm just going to read them because I don't want to take. Guardian
sure.
Angel Day, October 2nd. Appreciate your guardian angel. National Pumpkin Seed Day, October 2nd. It's pumpkin seeds binging time. And I know, so interesting. All these words that we have to release, people. Thank you,
binging.
Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing me to see the start of another month, week, and day. I pray my week will go well. If there are any obstacles I face, I pray you give me the wisdom to overcome them. I pray you keep my mind focused, my heart steady, and my spirit filled with positivity, joy, love, and happiness. We thank our Heavenly Father for the Big Call platform and family, all the leaders and millions of listeners, Pastor Scott's hearing, it says heeding, but I don't think that's not what she meant. And for all the kind people gifting him with donations for his lost satchel, Bruce's friends Tom healing, RV blessing, med beds. Everyone have a blessed week and hope and pray we get the RV 800 ASAP. Through
that's
Jesus
right.
Christ our Lord, amen and amen.
Good. Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. And now that we're up to speed on the time frame of that, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
And we know Pastor Scott's healing, as opposed to heating, was what was inferred. No problem. That's good, Sue. Thank you very much for those. They're always fun to see what. Now, what's the deal about pumpkin seeds? So is that something we can eat? Or is that something that we
yeah,
leave
you
out
roast
to the
them. You roast them. You can roast them. Bob would know about the nutritional. I think they're pretty high in nutritional density, right, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Bob?
Where
did Bob
go? Stepped away.
Yeah, they are. They're good for you.
They're good for you. You spray a little olive oil on them and you roast them. That's the way I used to do it. But
they're good. Very good.
Yeah, just don't put salt on them.
No?
Don't put salt on them.
No, you don't, huh?
Yeah, there's good fats in pumpkin seeds. You know,
yep.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, the other thing that's good about them is there's a really good fiber in pumpkin seeds, which help, you know, if you're taking probiotics and you have pumpkin seeds, the probiotics will actually interface with the fiber in the seeds once it reaches your colon and create all these cool metabolites.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Protein.
Yeah.
Yep, there's protein in them, too.
Yep.
Man, well, the next time I carve a pumpkin, I'll keep those seeds out and let them dry. Yeah. Don't know when that's going to be, but, I've got two favorite pies. Not that I'm a pie eater right now, because I'm not. But, Sue, here's my two favorite pies. Dutch apple and pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. It's really good. And I'll have a slice at Thanksgiving. And they make a pretty good sugar-free pumpkin pie these days. They really do. And that's what I would get. Sue, thank you very much for praise reports. And let's do this. Let's see where we are as far as what you would bring us tonight. And thank you for bringing the teaching to us already. So let's see what is going on from your perspective tonight in the way of what you would bring to us tonight during your segment.
Well, As you know, we've completed the at-one-ment course, which was about the research and the significance that was showing that deep and meaningful emotional connection is like one of the most important aspects for a thriving and flourishing and healthy life. It, you know, it's your connections and how you get to feel them and be with people that, you know, are attuned to you, that are going to make it so that you're not relying on material objects. You're not relying on maybe some addictive behavior, but you're relying on God and your close friendships and people that even when you hire them, you know, they're going to be partners of yours, and how to select those people and how to be and have a nervous system, a calm and steady and consistent nervous system that allows your heart to attract those people and to be able to recognize them by who you're being, and then they can recognize you for what you can exchange. So it was a really wonderful class, and people were, I think, surprised. I certainly was surprised the whole week, you know, because when you're teaching a class, and Bob probably knows this as well, when you're teaching a class, you're learning just as much as you're teaching. You're actually, you know, you're embodying what the teaching is about. And so the takeaway for everybody listening to this is just reflect on your relationships and how you do them and what you offer. And something that just came up for me in the past couple of hours is how there's emotional intimacy and then there's emotional engagement. Like, do you stay engaged with people in a way that is nourishing to your deepest friendships? But here's a really exciting piece, really exciting. It came up in a project that I'm in. Do you know what one of the most significant poverties is on the planet, but especially in the United States, and I would say probably in Japan? Do you know what it is, Bruce or Bob?
One of the greatest poverties?
Yep, one of the greatest poverties.
You threw me when you said Japan.
Me. I know, it's kind of a weird way to say it. Being time poor. Time poor. One of the biggest challenges is for people, and especially in the digital age, is being time poor. And then there's another piece to that. It's when you get into things that create friction in your time. So those are the things like where you're going to open up like an email, and then you have to add a password, and then you have to do something else, and they just kind of eat and take away and create frustration for you. It's really, really significant. So here's what I want you to do, and then I'll tell you where you can really go to become time abundant. Because there's a design to this. Here's what I want you to do. Take a look at, number one, who you're around. And do they give you a sense of being in sort of expanded time? And do they give you a sense of, like, they have all the time in the world for you? and they're really connected to you. You want to take a look at what relationships are nourishing to you on a time and a low friction level. Like, to me, if people are talking about a lot of, you know, the things that aren't going well in their life, all chronically or acutely, or they don't have their time managed well, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that and what they're talking about. You're going to hear that. Your nervous system, I can see the bells and whistles going off in people's minds. Your nervous system is picking up, wow, there's friction. There's stress here. There's dis-ease here. One of the biggest things that is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle is that we walk you through literally how to design. Have you ever looked at luxury ads? Luxury ads for anything. It could be a hotel. It could be a house. What's the one common denominator? Space. Whenever you look at something that's luxury, it has space. It's not crowded. It's not cluttered. It's not overly busy. It has spaciousness, whether it's land, space.
Homes, it's cruise got, ships.
Yeah, it's spacious. The number one thing, we put information and strategy and execution, and we teach you some thinking and feeling skills in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But the thing you're most going to get is how to open up and let go of the things and the people that are creating friction, and a lot of the friction and the clutter is anxiety because you don't know what to expect. You don't know, and you've never walked through hiring people, what your family's reaction is going to be, how you should walk through the first 6 months. And especially so this is given to you not in a bang, 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 bang. It's lively, but it's also flowing. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed to give you the experience of abundance. Abundance in clarity, abundance in calm, abundance in confidence. And it's designed so that when you can be in your own home and schedule when you want to listen to it, we recommend an hour and a half, that's just one class a week, you're going to have a sense that you're in control of your learning. We had one person, Bruce, that listened to all the courses in 1 week.
I'm
not going to use that word. I actually it was amazing, but I just said, oh my God.
It's concentrated listening.
It's concentrated. It reminds me of another thing, but I'm not going to bring it up. But the point is, this is designed to make it so simple and easy for you to learn what you need to learn without it only being for your intellect. It gets into your nervous system, into your feelings, into how it gets encoded into your memory, because it's going into the deeper, because there's a meditation, it's called Neuroplasticity in Christ. And you're going to get it so it's deep in your nervous system and you're relaxed. It's going to get you out of your head. It's going to make you warmer, friendlier, easier, creative, more resourceful. It's going to take out all that noise that usually accompanies people doing something for the first time. So if you want to see yourself, just shut your eyes. Giving yourself the time to, like, really learn how to create this first year and on, and be the person that can reflect and master this first year and beyond. You want to get zero friction, as little friction as possible, and you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So to get that, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Bundle 300, and then just put your name and your telephone number. And what's different about it, and I want to say this because I've never said this before, is that it's going to give you time abundance. It's going to make you clear. It's been designed for me working in startups with CEOs with the most difficult, challenging, incredibly busy new places for over 33 years. And it's designed helping these people that are in such high-stress situations, really high-stress learning curves, really complex things, and then 9.5 years on the big call. So this is not me. This is not being produced by a person that, you know, is just doing this for the first time in a year. It's 35 years of studying people in high-stress situations and how to get them out of it. So please, if you care about yourself and you want to take yourself on sort of a purposeful vacation, please invest in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's designed so that you're not going to be, it's like our passion is to help leaders not be under decision crisis and not be stressed out, and to walk them through it so they have a really holistic understanding and they can make their own decisions, but they're in what we call dynamic calm. So that's my segment for tonight. Bruce?
Excellent, Sue. Thank you so much for that. That's really wonderful and makes a lot of sense. And I'll refresh their memories when I get into my segment about the Golden Bundle 300. Thank you, Sue. And now let's go to Bob. You're welcome. Let's go to Bob. And Bob, give us, if you want, any more information about the situation that you encountered with the storm, and we'll go on from there when you're ready into what's happening with boomers as far as the sale goes, as far as anything else that you'd like to bring to us tonight.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so, you know, here on the, you know, the hurricane hit really hard on the beaches themselves. There's 35 miles of barrier island beaches that are out in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is the worst storm that has hit here, and that anybody who's alive around here can remember. Mm-hmm. And so it's like an apocalyptic thing where, you know, on the barrier islands, there are cars that are up on top of buildings. There are dozens of boats piled up in people's front yards, and, you know, 4 feet of sand filling the roads, and just, you know, and in Florida it's still hot. You know, it's 90 and it feels like it's 105, and people without power and air conditioning and the like. And a lot of people are alone. A lot of people, older people in Florida, live alone, and they don't really know what to do. They don't have the resources,
support,
and to do it. And their cell phones aren't working like that, you know. And so every person is okay and capable is doing something to help other people that have had it worse than them. And whether it's, you know, letting somebody use your car to charge their cell phone,
right?
Or whatever it is, lending your generator or your portable air conditioning unit or that type of thing, or as we've been doing, cleaning mud, you know, out of people's homes, so that as the power does come back on, they can actually stay in their home and, you know, help get it dried out, mop the floors so that things don't get moldy, you know.
Right.
But then there are some people who have to leave. The homes were hit too hard, and they're going to either have to be demolished or, you know, ripped apart down to the structure and rebuilt.
Right.
And so each person is, you know, doing what they can to be helpful for those that are right in front of them. And there's plenty of goodwill and help and good intentions to go around. And very, very soon, almost everybody will be okay. They towed hundreds of cars off of Treasure Island today that had been submerged in water. And because they were blocking roads, you know, blocking people's doorways and like that. And they'll start getting the boats, you know, out of people's yards and grinding them up if they're, you know, if they're totaled, or, you know, getting them back in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And once they have all that big part done, then and they're using heavy construction equipment to get the sand back over onto the beach.
Right.
And then all the little renovations will start after that with, you know, literally thousands of contractors coming from all over to help, that will bring materials that aren't available, if, you know, here in town.
Sure.
Drywall and new flooring and all like that.
All
and
of that.
The renovations will be going on for months, in some cases years. And I was talking to Larry today, and his house was one of the ones that was underwater. And he said he's been here 35 years, and in the home that he's in for 30 years, and he's never seen anything like this, not even close.
No.
And that's what's been going on here, and it's real important for teachings like Sue brought tonight, just because people need a lot of things, but they need comfort and hope, more than just about anything. Yeah. And,
right.
And faith and their spirituality. So
that's
what it's like here. And
any testimonials come in that you got a chance to see yet, Bob, or not?
Yeah, actually, I did. I did. It was. It's pretty amazing, actually. So, we got a bunch of testimonials yesterday, and one of them was just very simple testimonial about Myotrol. The lady sent a picture of herself lacing up her sneakers, and it says, "Little by little, I'm regaining my strength and stamina." And then There's another one. Oh, God, this is interesting. There's a bunch of people the same age that have written in testimonials. There's a guy, 79 years old.
Right.
He said, I play pickleball every day. My game has really improved since using Myotrol. I even managed to hit an ATP around the post. I don't know what that means because I don't play pickleball, which is hard to do. And some of my friends were watching and could not believe it. Yesterday, I played outside in the Texas heat for 3 hours in the morning and another 2 hours in the evening. Of course, I still take my barley and Boomer Boost every day, but Myotrol is a sweet addition. Thank you, Boomers.
Wow. Well, Bob, I know ATP means Association of Tennis Professionals, and it also obviously refers to energy, right? And you know the term for that.
Yeah. I don't know if this means around the post, and I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
I have no idea.
In tennis, if you get a wide ball, and you think, oh, I got to hit it over the net. No, you don't.
Yeah.
If you get a really wide ball that puts you 6-8 feet outside of the doubles court in tennis, you can hit it around the net post, and as long as it lands inside the court, you're good. Yeah.
Well,
it counts.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe something like that, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. Could be.
Well, here's another one that came in. This guy says, I'm 66 years old. Both my right and left biceps have started building muscle back.
Yeah.
I had nice-looking biceps several years ago, and then it was like the muscle disappeared. Now, after 3 weeks with Myotrol, my right bicep is buffed back up. I'm right-handed, so that side has already come back. The left side has two-thirds of it back. You can see the area filling back in with muscle. My lower back is much stronger, and my posture is much better. I lift dumbbell weights, 5, 10, 15, and 25 pounds. I haven't used the 25-pounders in years, but now I've added them back to my workout. Push-ups are back to lots more reps, and my chest muscles are returning. Thanks, Boomers.
That's terrific.
Amazing, isn't it?
You know, Bob, that's terrific testimonial right there.
Here's another one. This is a lady, 79. I take my Myotrol capsule each morning. I'll be 79 next month. I work a full-time job. My lifestyle is very sedentary, and I haven't started adding exercise or walking into my day yet. However, a 20-year shoulder injury is now no longer sore. And I have more mobility. I expect to return to complete flexibility by using Myotrol. Also, I have no pain in my joints. Many thanks to you and the scientists for making this product available.
Well, how about that?
Yeah.
That's great. Absolutely.
Yep. And we got some other ones, too. Guy talking about using our omega-3s for 3 years and would never want to be without them. Another lady talking about the bundle we have on sale, how much she likes it. That's the one that we have, you know, for the immune bundle where people can get 25% off.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And they can get that on our lignans, which is really, really great product. And to be able to get it at that price is amazing. It's a one-off type of product. And then, of course, our olive leaf extract, which people know is really great for their immune health, and our magnesium and vitamin C, those are on sale. And if you put them together in a bundle, you get 30% off. So you save even more money by doing that. And
absolutely.
That sale is still going on.
Okay.
And there was one last thing that I was going to say. Bruce, let me see if I can find the...
All right, good.
So there was this study that came out, and it was in regard to people having purpose in their life. And it's so interesting because Sue was talking about that in her segment. Uh-huh. And this study is titled, Why Finding Your Purpose Could Be Crucial to Brain Health. And this is a group of researchers that that look at studies, all different types of studies about this. And the total combined number of people that they collected data on in these studies was 150,000 people. And they had this questionnaire about, you know, how much they feel their life is purposeful. And it turns out the people that were reporting the highest levels of feeling purposeful had a 35% less risk of getting dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. Imagine that. And they said, you know, defining purpose is quite hard, but, you know, one of the main things is that people would identify that if they were of benefit to other people was something that made them feel purposeful. And they said that people who identify as having purpose in their life are also more likely to be active and out and about and socially connected. And they even had some clinical studies showing that there was actually more myelin on the, which is the waxy coating over, neurons and in addition to other nerves throughout your body. And that there was more of it in the people that had, when they did these autopsies, in dissections, it was like, those were the people with purpose had more myelin. And it's so interesting how something like that, something like your thoughts and your feelings can have that type of a physical effect in your brain. And talk about neuroplasticity. It's not just rewiring for, you know, learning new things and new behaviors. You know, it's like the myelin sheath is, the myelin is like plastic. So a new type of neuroplasticity.
Wow, that's good.
Anyway, that was the study that I found that related to what Sue was teaching too. That's it for tonight, Bruce. The time is 10:18.
10:18, Roger that. Thank you, Bob. You know, Bob, do you think that in the South where they don't have but one or two snowplows for that occasional snow, are they using snowplows or just front-end loaders to remove mud from the streets and the highways?
No, it's front-end loaders, and especially, you know, down by the beach because the beaches came ashore.
Right.
From the storm surge, so they're scooping it and moving it, not plowing it.
Right, and that's more in your area where they're actually replenishing the beach, if you will, with that sand that washed up, right?
Yeah, and in areas where they don't really have snow plows, where they've had mudslides and the like, you know, they use road construction equipment,
right,
graders, that type of thing, really valuable for that.
Okay. Very good. All right, Bob, thank you very much for that segment. That was really good, and I know we all learned a lot from it, and the testimonials were just terrific. And thanks go out to you and to the researchers and scientists that helped create some of these products, like Ken up there in Canada. And who's the fellow out in that has created the Eric, right? Eric went to Myotrol. Yep. And I know there are more to say about that. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Let's get into where we are and where we believe we are as far as the intel goes. Tonight is a little bit different in the sense that there's not a whole lot, but the three intel sources that we did hear from today are all on the same page. And that's always encouraging to me if I get one or two or three that confirm what each other are saying. Or they have something that says, yes, that's what we heard. And we don't necessarily pit these people up against each other at all. In fact, the contrary. But we take each one with their own individual report, and then we compare and see whether or not there's confirmation in what one is saying compared to another. And so it's a pretty simple report tonight. We sometimes start with talking about the bondholders. And you guys remember we've used the term shotgun start many times on the big call. And a true shotgun start in golf, for example, is where you load up all 18 holes of a golf course for a tournament with foursomes, and then somebody pulls the trigger not on a true shotgun but on a starting pistol with a blank in it. And boom, everybody in the golf course hears the shot go off, and they all start teeing up at the same time. That's what a shotgun start is for golf. And it applies to, if you look at a swim meet, you know, they use a pistol at the starting line or the starting blocks. In some cases, they'll use a siren or something different. But the point is, it's a simultaneous start. Now, what we're hearing about a shotgun start is pretty interesting because we could get a true shotgun start, or it could be a slightly staggered start. And here's what I mean by that. The bondholders are supposed to be notified overnight tonight or tomorrow morning, and that notifies them that they have money in their accounts and they can begin gaining access to those funds in their accounts. Now, we're in a different situation because the bondholders, for the most part, have already ponied up their bonds, had them adjudicated, had them, gone through provenance and all that stuff, and they've set up their accounts already. So it's just a matter of them getting access to the funds in their accounts. That's Tier 3. We're in Tier 4, and we've divided it into Tier 4 A and B, but Wells Fargo sees it all as Tier 4. All right, that's fine. In our case, we are hearing that we're supposed to be notified overnight tonight or tomorrow. May not be tomorrow morning, but it could very well be tomorrow morning. I've actually heard one source that said after 9:30 in the morning. Maybe that's when it comes out. Maybe it's between 9:30 and noon. Maybe it's who knows when. Obviously, we'll take it any time. And if it comes out that we get our notifications overnight and wake up to them in the morning and see our emails and log in, we'll be good to go and get our appointment set and go from there. Now, one thing that's interesting, the call centers, remember it's important that we separate call center from redemption center. Call center is where we have the 800 number in an email from Wells Fargo specifically sent to us that we call to set up our appointment. My understanding is that the call centers are automated. They are not staffed by people, but they will direct us the call centers are using AI, I guess, and direct us to the redemption center that's closest to our zip code that we indicated. And by that, we will go, and then we will speak to a live human being, a person, at the redemption center who most likely will be helping us exercise our exchange. That will be most likely what will happen. And then we'll get any specific details or any specific information that we need to tell that person, like, oh, by the way, I just wanted you to know I have sheet bonds to exchange, if you will use, or redeem, and they'll allow extra time for that. If you have sheet bonds or a box of bonds, they can supposedly take up to 2 boxes of bonds at the redemption center. Now, even though our ZIM is considered like a bearer bond, they're still considering it a currency when it comes to what we're exchanging. We're redeeming the ZIM and we're exchanging the currencies. There are 9 currencies as of yesterday that were on the screens, fully lit up with rates that we will actually be able to see. And that is the amount that's been narrowed down to currencies that will go up substantially in value. There are more, and I think more currencies will be on the screens, both bank and redemption center screens, but it's important to know that the ones that most likely we have are already there and are already lit up. And when the rates came back up Sunday, which is, 2 days ago, Sunday evening at 5 o'clock Eastern time, that's when the Forex came back up. That's when the new rates showed up, and they actually manifested on our bank and redemption center screens on Monday morning, yesterday. So today's Tuesday night. We're looking for our exchanges to get started. We're looking for our notifications to come out. And you realize something that I confronted one of my Intel sources today with. And you guys know I can get a little bit, what we talked about was, how can we help the people that have been tragically affected by this Hurricane Helene if we don't have the money to really do any good? After the exchanges and the redemption of ZIM, we would like to be able to help these people as part of Rebuild America, because that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm talking about start in Florida, where Bob is and Trish is, and then go from Florida on up and include parts of coastal Georgia, yes, and maybe not even coastal. It could be as far in as Atlanta. You know, there are areas that need attention. Let me put it that way. I'm not up to speed on Georgia as much as I should be. And then you've got, and even Georgia has some upcountry, too, hill country, upcountry. And then you go to South Carolina, and that's upcountry is what they refer to it. You know, there's Aiken, South Carolina, Pickens, all those towns sort of in the, let's call it lower Appalachian Mountains, which go through South Carolina. And I don't know how far down that goes. I know Interstate 26 had a major landslide over at least part of it with boulders and earth and everything. And I've been up that interstate, you know, many times, and it's a great road. And then I-40, Interstate 40, goes all the way through North Carolina, and from Tennessee. And then so you've got North Carolina, which is over near Boone. And I heard Boone had 20 inches of rain in Boone. And Blowing Rock and Banner Elk probably at the base of Sugar Mountain. And who knows how these ski resorts are going to do, because I imagine there's major, who knows, on those what's going to be like. But those areas, and have you ever heard of a town called Bat Cave, North Carolina? Asheville, of course. I'm thinking Maggie Valley, some of these other areas in North Carolina. Basically Buncombe County and Henderson County out west near Asheville and further west. Yeah, like those areas need a lot of help. I mean, the Biltmore Estate is underwater. Not the whole mansion necessarily, but the outbuildings and the vineyard and the restaurants and the shops, all of that. You know, they need a lot of help. And the whole city of Asheville, anytime you've got mountains, you've got rain that's hitting up top, hitting mid-mountain, lower mountain, all of that funnels down. It all goes downstream. And so just because you're on a mountaintop or on the mountain doesn't mean that you're without a possibility of problem. So we're going to be aware of all of that that's happening. And then we go up from North Carolina to southwestern Virginia. And I don't know about West, by God, Virginia, maybe something there. Maybe going up Interstate 81. I don't know what the status is there. Goes through the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia and further down. And then don't forget Tennessee, eastern Tennessee. I believe, if I remember right, Kingsport, some of those other towns that are on the eastern edge of Tennessee. Man, I mean, you know, we got to help. Dollywood, underwater. I've been to Dollywood twice. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I really did. And, you know, so there's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states, 6 states right there that were affected. And there might be other. But the rain, this was not a major wind event except for where it hit landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida. And then it was lesser so as it went into Florida and up through the Panhandle and beyond. It was less of a wind event and more of a rain event. And like Bob mentioned, it had to do with the flooding and the flood stage and the flood surge, the surge that came, you know, that was where Bob said it was going to be 3 to 5 feet. It was actually 6 feet where he was. So it was even worse than they projected for his area. And, you know, guys, I know we all want to help. I want to help, and I want to get Rebuild America behind it. We're going to take a look at a GoFundMe page that has already been set up. I believe it was Jared Kirshner that set that up. We'll take a look and see what that's looking like, what it's going to support, and where they're going with it, maybe to learn a little bit more about it. And but I know we can do some things post-exchange. I don't want anybody, unless they're well off, to do anything now. But, you know, we'll be able to get some things. And this is a long-term thing. This isn't 2 weeks. This is months, if not a couple of years, to get some of these areas back, get them like they used to be. And nothing's going to be like it used to be. You know, we've lost people, and there are a lot of 500 or 600 people missing, too. So you know what happens when that happens. Sometimes it's hard to find the people and get the people. Thank God our National Reserve troops have been called out to help in these areas by helicopter doing food drops, water, setting up stations to do that and let people come and get what they need. And some of the guys are doing search and rescue, just like they did in Vietnam, with the Black Hawk helicopters, with the Sikorskis, and they're just literally search and rescue and get some of these people. Some people might be under mud or whatever, wherever they are. I just pray that they could be found and they'd be found alive, and that it is a true search and rescue operation. So that's what I wanted to bring tonight. I guess I covered more in that last portion than I had thought I would, but I know that we'll be in touch and you'll be in touch with us by email. So we don't want anybody to respond to this yet, but we will have new websites, put up new URLs. We've already got them on reserve. We'll set up those sites. But for now, just if you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, please go ahead and do so, because we'll be sending out an email. You can click on it and listen to it. The other thing I'd like everybody to do is consider taking advantage of Sue's work that she and her listeners have done on the Golden Bundle 300. This is the Golden Wisdom Bundle that we shortened to Golden Bundle 300 to let you guys know what you need to know before, during, and after your exchanges. Everything that's in that, like Sue mentioned a little bit in her segment, is something that will help prepare you for what you're looking at being after this goes, and how you respond to your family, to friends, how you keep things and how you hire people and how you move forward as you step one step at a time after you come off of the out of the Redemption Center. Okay? So I want everybody to consider and get it. It's $300. It's not going to be available after the numbers come out. So go ahead and get it tonight. And it is an email that you send to Sue. You send to
Integrated Minds.
Thank you. I was thinking something other than integrated for some reason. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. As many times as I've said that email, you'd think I'd remember it. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, just put Golden Bundle 300. It's payable using Cash App, and that is $300. Put your name and cell phone number in the body of your email, and that way Sue can text you if she needs to for some reason, and then she'll know who she's talking to if she does text. Okay? But the point is, get this now while it's still available. It won't be available after the numbers come out. But get it, because it'll be very meaningful to you to listen to these classes that have already taken place, and you'll listen to these recordings and really, really enjoy them. It's not like sitting in math class. This is really great stuff that everybody's interactive in. You'll have a great teaching at the beginning and a meditation at the beginning of each call, and a prayer and meditation, and the whole thing is Christ-based. And I think it's wonderful that Sue has done these classes, and you listen to it. Each class is about an hour and a half. Just listen to as much of it as you want, maybe one full class a week, and then just go through them at your pace, whatever pace that is, and you'll gain and benefit from these. Remember, it's Integrated Minds, Integrated, Minds, Minds, at hushmail.com. And that's in the subject line, Golden Bundle 300. and that indicates it's $300 for a $550 value of these classes. So take advantage of it. Get them. I know you're going to want to listen to these, so go ahead and send that out tonight, and Sue will get these out to you as soon as she possibly can. All right? So I really appreciate everybody. And setting up Cash App, if you don't have it, let her know if you have it or if you can do it. It's only going to take about 5 minutes to set it up. So it's really easy to do. And their customer service is great on setting it up, and they really work with you to get it done quickly. Other than that, that's really it, guys. We are on the precipice of this going. And so far, we've got our international partners and our redemption center leaders and bank bond leaders that are all suggesting that we should go based on receiving our emails overnight or in the morning or sometime tomorrow. And what's cool about this is we should get these and be right alongside our bondholder friends in Tier 3. So we should have nobody should have any unfair advantage over anybody else. Okay? So keep that in mind, and we will communicate with you by email, so make sure we have yours. I'll be talking to people about Rebuild America, and look, where's our first place to go? We haven't forgotten about Maui. We haven't forgotten about Lahaina. I was just in talks about it today, and we'll hang with that as well. But right now, our concern is from southwestern Virginia all the way down to where Bob is in St. Petersburg, Florida. All right? Take advantage of the sale that Boomers has still, and it's a great time to get it because we need to have a defense strategy for the so-called cold and flu season, which we're coming into. All right? And I believe cold and flu is any time of the year. So take advantage of these specials. Get 30% off on these four products when you buy all of them in a bundle. And you want any of the four individually, you can get them that way for 25% off. The other thing is, let's say you're not sure what the website is, how to get there. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you see our banner at the top that says Boomers, that's a direct link to Bob's site. You click on that banner, takes you right into Bob's website. And then you can go through the site and see everything you want to check out, the sale, check out any other product descriptions. And don't forget that at the footer of the page, you've got quite a bit that you can go through and research and look and read about. Okay, or videos, too, for that matter. Podcasts, videos, all of that at the footer of the page. And the other thing is, if you want some help with something, people call in usually the next day after the big call, so that's okay. Use the 800 number, in this case, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that'll get you in, and then you can go ahead and talk to them. Now, here's the thing. They can be busy, and if so, and they don't pick up right away, they'll ask you to leave your name and phone number, and they'll get right back to you. They're really good about that. I've done it several times where I've left my name, and they know my number, and so, boom, I just say, and then what will happen is I'll get a call back, and that's great. That's what we want. The customer service and the staff at Boomers is par excellence. It's great. And Bob is, I'm sure, very proud of his staff. All right, so let's do that. Everybody, let's keep an eye on our emails tomorrow. Let's see if they show up in the morning or if they show up in the daytime, whichever. We'll be all set, okay? And enjoy it. Everybody can breathe once we get our 800 numbers, right? Okay. Well, let's pray the call out and then we'll turn off the recording. Lord God, we thank you that you've given us so much good information to put out over the 13 years we've been doing the Big Call. We thank you for the listeners that are so faithful in tuning in to us, and for our audience, our reach, which has been over as high as 24 million on some nights, all over the globe, up to 198 or 200 countries around the globe. We don't know what the reach is tonight, Heavenly Father, but you do, and we just thank you for the ability that we've had and for the satellite team that's allowed us to get this out. Congratulations, and thank you for that. And thank you, Lord, for everybody that's been meaningful and helpful on the Big Call. People like Pastor Scott and Jeannie and GCK and all the listeners out there in Big Call universe. All the listeners, some of them have never missed a call, and it started 13 years ago. And Lord God, we thank you for them. Thank you for Sue and all the hard work she's done between the Big Call and Big Call Universe and the pod. And thank you for Bob and everything, Bob, that he has done and continues to do for Boomers and for us. And we just applaud you and thank you, Father, for everything that we have and what we're looking to receive in the way of this incredible blessing. We our arms are open, and we're ready to receive so that he can give back again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over is this blessing so that we can give again. And that's what we're planning to do, to rebuild America, to rebuild international, and to help level the playing field around the globe. Thank you for all you're doing to keep us hydrated and blessed and healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, let me turn this off. Here we go. Oh boy. Here we go.